From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia House passed two of Georgia Farm Bureau's priority issues. The Freedom to Farm Act passed that, according to GFB President Tom McCall, would protect farmers from nuisance lawsuits that could force them out of business. The House also passed the Georgia Raw Dairy Act that would legalize the sale of raw milk for human consumption with standards for safety, testing, and regulations. GFB is pleased both pieces of legislation cleared this initial hurdle. Nicole Berg was elected the National Association of Wheat Growers president last week. Berg is a fourth-generation farmer from Paterson, Washington, where she farms with her dad and two brothers. They grow dry land and irrigated wheat, bluegrass seed, field corn, sweet peas, green beans, and alfalfa. Berg also sits on the board of the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation and previously served on the board of conservation districts. The USDA is planning on four more in-person trade missions this year, including trips to the UK and Kenya, nations the Trump administration opened up negotiations with for free trade agreements. AgriPulse.com reports also on the schedule are Spain and the Philippines, a country that began importing a lot more U.S. pork last year after it temporarily raised its quota by more than 400% and cut its tariffs in half to 15%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update. For more, go to aginfo.net.